City Council will be asked Monday to take steps aimed at speeding up installation of local charging stations for electric vehicles. Ward 5 Count. Corey Gardy and Ward 2's Lisa Vezo Allen will ask for approval for city staff to draft a charging infrastructure plan. Monday's City Council meeting will be live-streamed on SU Today starting at 4:30 p.m. The following is the full text of the resolution to be considered. Charging Infrastructure Mover, Count. C. Gardy Seconder, Count. L. Vezo Allen. Whereas the climate crisis has forced countries, regions and municipalities around the world to re-evaluate and implement certain measures to help mitigate the existential and catastrophic impacts that will be caused by the changing climate. And whereas one of the most recognized ways for society to battle the climate crisis is to transition away from fossil fuels, to eliminate as best as possible the emission of greenhouse gases, GHG, and whereas according to Natural Resources Canada, transportation accounts for 25% of Canada's GHG emissions, and almost half of that comes from light-duty trucks and cars, and whereas Canada has set a mandatory target for all passenger cars and light-duty trucks to be zero emission by 2035, and whereas communities in Canada should be deliberately planning for the transition to predominantly electric passenger vehicles over the next decade, now therefore be it resolved that Council request that staff develop a charging infrastructure plan to be presented to Council for consideration that will advance local policies to accelerate charging infrastructure in the community, and to include possible changes to local building codes to ensure electric vehicle readiness, inclusion in future commercial, industrial and residential development within the municipality of Sault Ste. Marie.